All right. Hey guys, it's Kendra Lene. Thanks for tuning into my channel. And today for my first podcast, I'm with my boyfriend Banks.
Hi.
And we're going to be talking about our relationship because we've been going through some things and I feel like it'll be better if we talk about it out loud and it could help somebody else in the process. But anyways, I think what's our major thing that we need to work on?
Communication. Stop ignoring me.
Oh my God. Anyways, communication is key in every relationship. Even the little stuff like telling him, oh, you don't feel well this day or stuff like that, because he'll think you're just acting, you know, a certain way when really you don't feel good. So you just need to communicate with everything.
Right.
And I think that's the big thing with starting relationships too, because, okay, I was giving advice to this girl and it was basically like knowing her place and communication with that, because understanding your place in like a guy and a guy's heart or whatever has to do with a lot of communication, because they're usually guys. I feel like guys don't tell girls off the top like this is what it is a lot of times, and that's a lack on boys' communication.
It's communication and understanding. You have to understand.
Yeah, but I'm saying like at the beginning of a relationship, I remember I told Banks here that I wanted to be his girlfriend before he wanted me to be his girlfriend. He communicated. He was like, listen, that's not going to come. He was like, listen, honey,
take your time.
Yeah.
Get our bond right.
So that was the communication part that I was missing. And I feel like a lot of relationships don't have that at the beginning. Like it's a miscommunication from the start. So they just, and you know, they don't finish right. It's still going. But that's the first step, I feel like, in a relationship is communication and knowing your place.
Right.
And then I feel like with knowing your place, a lot of girls always feel like even if they accept their place at the beginning, I feel like they want to move on faster sometimes, or, you know.
Be yourself.
Well, yeah, be yourself, but a lot of people are, when they get somebody to give them attention, they want, you know, that title so quick. After he told me that first time, like, that's not going down, take your time. I didn't say nothing else about it until he mentioned it. Like, I feel like some people stress over that, and then it kind of, like, ruins it. You don't want to keep, like, the communication is lost, because, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't nothing like that. It was, don't rush it.
I understand.
We don't know each other yet.
Yeah. Okay, so communication is a big part of our relationship. We tell each other a lot.
What else should we be doing?
Oh my gosh. See, okay, that's another thing. What else I'll be doing? Okay. So me and Banks here,
we fight every day.
Yes, we do, because we like to tell who's right. I always tell him he's not right because his last name is right, so he always wants to be right.
I don't.
But and then he feels like I want to be right.
No, you just.
And like I got some advice from my grandmother, and she said in a relationship, there's always going to be somebody who has to just take it, even if they know they're wrong. They're going to be the ones to have to learn to close their mouth.
Yeah, not take it all.
Because relationships are not equal. Females. Relationships are not equal. I know we strive to get relationships to be equal, but relationships are not equal. So when you trying to find a relationship like your grandma had, know that your grandma was cleaning up after this man, cooking for this man, all this, and taking all everything he said. It wasn't an equal situation. If y'all want that, they can't be equal. Like, relationships are not equal, period. Men want a lot that women cannot have. For example, threesomes. Men love threesomes. And a girl cannot just be like, I want to get flipped. Like, that's okay, that's not equal. Y'all be wanting so much, and then
what girl finna say, hey, I wanna fuck both of y'all.
But y'all supposed to be like, we about to fuck this girl. Like, that's so crazy.
Do that. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
But it's a turn on, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, okay, you can't be mad when a girl feels some type of way, because if you're like, okay, if she's like, okay, you can ask me this, but I can't ask you to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, the girls can't get that pleasure. I'm not... That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying... That's not what I'm saying. See, you see that? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're supposed to appreciate the things that people do.
And I do appreciate it. For real. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. It's just I'm a guy. What guy doesn't want threesomes?
Of course, all guys want threesomes.
That's I don't know. Who would turn that down?
And I feel like in females' deep fantasies, they might want a couple men. Little fantasies.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying you're supposed to be grateful for the things that men... Men take things for granted. Because if a girl didn't want to do it, she's not going to do it.
No. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate it.
Right.
Like, that goes to the grave. You don't think... Stuff like that goes to people's head. Mm. Like, we appreciate that. That's some shit that... Stuff like that...
Not everybody can do. Not everybody can put up with
that. Not even that. It shows you, like... It shows you the commitment. The length you would go for your guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of appreciation. That's some hard shit that I would never do.
You know what I'm saying? Right, like, guys don't have that option.
I would
like,
never do that
shit. Like, that's the
thing. But you can't just sit there and say that, because you always had some type of thing for a girl, though.
No.
Stop it. You said you had a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Stop. We're online.
I don't care. We talking.
Oh, my God.
I never said that.
Anyways, next topic. The next step, I feel like, is to limit outside drama. Like, it's one thing to have drama between y'all, but to have other people brought in with drama and stuff, like, I'm so glad nobody called me, like, oh, Banks is doing this and this, and he was over here. You know, the females always got their little suspicions and stuff. They always go question this shit, but I'm glad I don't have nobody calling. And he don't have nobody blowing up his phone. And it's just outside drama is a killer.
A real killer.
It's a real killer of relationships.
She's a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh, man, like. Did this with her.
I don't entertain people. He don't entertain people. To an extent. That's.
I don't entertain nobody.
But a lot of stuff. You know, some of the stuff you suspect, you have to find the full information out before
you accuse.
You jump. Now, don't get me wrong. I will be Banks ass in like 2 seconds.
She's not lying. I still got 2 black eyes.
I don't like that. No, but I don't. We don't have no outside drama. We got inside between us and our feelings.
Now, let's talk about posting on Facebook.
Okay, yes. A big problem I have is I like to post on Facebook. Not necessarily our problems. Like, I don't be on there like, oh, Banks is doing this and he did exactly this. Okay, I do general. Like, I do around the topic.
Right,
but only he knows about her. Like, but he still takes offense to that, because he's like, you're trying to get attention.
People can put it together. Your family nice.
The only reason I do that is because I don't want to call nobody on the phone and, like, you
all
know.
All you gotta do is call me and tell me.
If I'm mad at him, I don't want to talk to him. Then I don't want to call nobody on the phone. I just want to vent. And I feel like I can just vent and not tell people exactly who I'm talking about. Because, you know, people always going to have their assumptions. So keep letting them assume me. Like,
keep letting them assume shit.
I'm just, in general, talking about what's going on. You can think what you know, but still.
But what happens when I post something?
But see, the things that you post and the things that I post are two different things.
How many times do you post?
Okay, it doesn't matter how many
times.
So I would post, like,
my
okay.
One post.
So for example, if I'm not talking to him because, let's say that he was playing a game all day or something like that. So I get on Facebook and I'd be like, I don't know what I would say. I'd probably say something stupid like,
"Game's more important."
Yeah, I'll say something stupid like, "Damn, I hate when people play the game all day and then come upstairs and night." So I'll say something real slick, and then he knows it's talking about him, but don't nobody else know what I'm talking about, because then nobody else see him play the game. They just, you know, in general think, you know, "Oh, well, damn, she must be talking about him," because they go out. But I only get it to get his attention, because I know he's going to be looking at whatever I post.
All it does is it makes me mad. So I don't want to give you no attention now.
Yeah, so I guess. And then my grandmother hates Facebook. She's like, "Stay off of Facebook." So I guess I just need to stay off of Facebook with all that. And at least I'm not one of those people who be like, "Oh, he did this and blah blah, I'm never gonna let him do this and this." At least I'm not one of those people. Like, I don't put out important information on, like, I've never told any secrets or nothing of this man on Facebook or nothing like that.
I don't have any secrets.
Okay, whatever.
That's the thing.
Whatever you say. I got some secrets.
Like what?
About you. I'm not gonna tell.
Did I?
But anyway, so don't let social media
kill
your relationship. This man is sick.
So.
But I think, is that really all that we have problems with?
Yeah.
That's really all we have problems with. But let me know if you like this first podcast. It was kind of goofy, but I think I like this.
Yeah, I like it.
But anyways, catch you.